Sean, congratulations. That's a terrific win for you. What pleased you the most about your players today?
I think the ability to operate in a different way. They allowed us a lot of possession, and we made a lot of possession in the first half, and we used it wisely. You know, that you can get sloppy in possession at times, and I didn't think we did. I think we kept probing, kept playing, we kept looking to be effective, and of course we were with a fine goal. And you know, and it's hard to for the players to stay focused on that, you know, and they did. And then second half, it was a different game. They went to a more simplistic format in the sense of a 4-4-2, similar to ourselves today, and it became a bit more of a ding-dong. But I still think that we handled it well, you know, and dealt with the basics very well and kind of built on the basics, scored another goal, of course, and a good goal for different reasons, good play. And then saw the game out. So very pleasing. But it's not easy, you know. I know these are having a tough time, and you know, I wish them well beyond today, but it's not easy to come to these grounds and play, and especially in the circumstances.
Good use of the phrase ding-dong. It was a ding-dong.
Thank you. I work at them phrases often.
It was a ding-dong of a goal, wasn't it, to start you off. It's a terrific finish from Ashley Barnes, goodness me.
Well, it's a great move, actually, building up to it, and, you know, a fine little stand-up and a hell of a finish. Barnes is in fine form at the moment, and his game continues to improve, as does so many of the players here.
And the second persistence from kind of Chris Wood, that determination to make sure he got onto
it. Well, you know what, Woody was quieter today, but he finds chances, Woody. He finds a goal for himself, you know, and it's a good goal for different reasons, because he gets inside, it's a good touch, he has a finish, keeper makes a worldie, it comes out and he still reacts, and he's the first to react, and he gets himself a nice goal, a goal scorer's goal, if you like. But, you know, good to see the striker scoring. And Vokes, he comes on, he's had a good week away from us, and then comes on and affects the game. So, you know, we want that, and we want it to continue all season.
4-4-2 today, two pacey wingers, two strikers up top. I mean, that sent out an intent that you wanted to come here and win the football match?
Well, we always try to, by the way. You know, there's different ways of skinning the cat, and, you know, getting results is what it's about. And we found a way this season to affect games in different ways, and I think that's what we've added. You know, a lot's made of our style, etc., and I've got no problem with it. Opinions are fine for me, but I know I want the team to be effective and be effective in as many different ways as possible. And I thought the two halves today showed that. We were effective with the ball and in possession first half, and then the second half, when it changed the feel of the game, we're effective from our shape, we're effective from doing the basics and still looked a threat, particularly with breakaways and counters, and scored a good goal. And eventually, I think anyone in the stand would think we deserved it overall. And so you're pleased with that.
That second half pleased you just as much as the first, the way you kind of had to adapt to it.
Yeah, because it's the Premier League. It's really difficult. It's very, very difficult to dominate games with the ball when you're us, when you're Burnley Football Club. It's even rare when you see Man City do it, and they're probably the best in possession in the country, if not in Europe. And even they don't dominate every minute of a game. You know, it's very difficult. So it's how you can affect the game when you're not dominating, and how you can affect it when it's not your day. And I think we've done that well this season. Today, it was our day, it was a good performance. But other days, when it hasn't been, we've still managed to get points on the board, or a point on the board, and keep ourselves active mentally and physically. And I think that's a key to it over this season. We've been productive in virtually every game. We've had a few slip-ups, which you do, but generally we've been in every game.
Nkudu starts today. What's your assessment of his performance?
Yeah, he did fine. It's not easy, you know, to come in, especially away from your first performance, and he did fine. He's you know, he'll get used to the nuts and bolts of playing in the Premier League. He hasn't had that much Premier League football, don't forget. You know, the pace of it, although he's a fit lad and he's certainly pacey. Adapting to the player's style, and he showed some good touches today and some good moments. We only lost Johan late yesterday at the very end of training to a minor calf strain, so we're hoping it won't be too big a deal, but we'll have to wait and see. But no, GK did fine today.
And on the back of that great win at West Ham, the international break, to pick up from where you left off, I mean, how pleasing is that for you?
Well, very pleasing, and you know, a bit of noise made before the game. Our record is not great beyond me and with me. And so it was, you know, another thing. It's important to break some of them records, you know, when they come your way, and we've done that today.